You go to college to get a college
degree or education.
What do children sit in at school?
This.
And if they needed to go to a particular place to get books, where would they go? And where would you mail a package?
Post office.
Where would you go see a movie?
Theater.
And where would you go to have an operation?
Hospital.
And what would the woman that looked after you in the hospital be called?
No.
And where would you go to catch a train?
Depot.
Used to, in small towns, there'd be an open place in the city where they kept the grass and the trees and every summer.
Okay. That's before you finish, was that?
That's fine. That's fine. Several years ago, especially in Atlanta, there were vehicles that ran with wires overhead.
Trolleys.
And if you were on the trolley and you want, and the next corner is where you wanted to stop, you'd tell the bus driver or the trolley driver, "I want to
get off." You pull that cord and stop. I want to tell you about the park we used to have in Milner. I don't think Winfrey remembers it because I think I was a child when they did away with it. They had the depot has been torn down. You have never seen it. But it's between these two crossings, the one at the church and then the one at the stores down there. The depot was there. And all of that out in front there was in grass and shrubs, and they kept and had a fence around it. And they kept it up, and we used to have ice cream suppers. Different churches would have ice cream suppers. I think ice cream, they didn't call them suppers. What did they call them? Anyway, they'd have ice cream. Different ones would make a gallon of ice cream, you know, and then the ladies would sell it. They'd set up tables out there, and they always had white cloths on, and usually had them at night. I don't remember how that thing was lighted. We had no city lights then. But I was, it quit before I was, by the time I was 10, 11 years old, we didn't have them anymore because I don't remember going after Papa died. But it was fun, and it was a lot of good entertaining for the community and all, you know. And then that was it. What they sold the ice cream for, they did use for a project.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I'm from a very small South Georgia town, and there's about 400 people there. And when I was little, we used to have town get-togethers mm-hmm. like that too, and have the best time. Mm-hmm. Children today don't know what they miss.
No. Well, now we have, of course, y'all have suppers at the church too, prayer meeting night. We have it at our church. But that's so big, ours is so little, they won't be over, say, 8 or 10 families to come, and it won't be more than 2 or 3 in a family, you know. And I don't go in the winter because I don't want to come home at night, but I go in the summer, get home from. Mm-hmm. It's good to have things. People don't visit anymore. You don't see anybody if you don't get out to something like that.
We've lived in town now for about 6 months, and I still don't know my next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Never even met him.
Oh. I want to ask you about McLaren after we get through.
Okay.
Go ahead.